Front of him. Phone! He snapped his fingers and pointed to his cell on the conference table behind Mike. Get me a phone! It's too late for me. I will die. His uncle's voice, usually perfectly smooth, held a rough edge as he stumbled over the words, and his voice trembled. He stared straight ahead, probably into a camera, in a way that looked like he was talking directly to Josiah through the monitor. No matter what action you take, that will happen. Mike froze as he handed over the cell. Sweet Jesus! Through the haze falling over Josiah, he realized the clipped words coming through the monitor speakers weren't delivered in his uncle's normal style. That likely meant he read from a script or something similar. No question someone wanted to deliver a haunting message and decided to use an old man to do it. He says you caused this. His uncle's gaze darted up and to the right as he spoke, as if he were taking direction from someone in the room. Josiah hit a few buttons and dialed to get through to his uncle's house. A beeping sound greeted him, so he tried again, desperate to hear the familiar voice. Anything? Mike's gaze did not waver from the screen as he slipped his phone out of his back pocket. No. He was going to fucking fail again. Josiah could feel it. Be so close, but not on time. His heartbeat thundered in his chest. He'd spent a lifetime in the intelligence service, seen people cut down by bullets and shredded by explosions. He'd stayed focused. Now, his mind took off on a wild rush, and he fought to wrestle it back under control. Strategies bombarded his brain, none of them workable from his position on the grounds of Liberty Crossing, the modern complex outside Washington, D.C., that housed the National Counterterrorism Center. Virginia had never seemed farther away from his uncle's London townhouse than right now.
You and your team ruined everything.
His uncle visibly swallowed as the trail of blood seeped down his cheek and his gaze stayed locked on the camera, which must have sat just out of sight.
Now you'll pay.
He's being told what to say, but seems to know he's talking to you.
Mike didn't wait for agreement. He shook his head.
I'm calling everyone in.
No one else stood in the room with them. Bravo leader Ford Decker had his team practicing building raid maneuvers. Josiah had his Delta team muster for weight training earlier, but they'd all moved out after showers, taking the rest of the day for some much-needed time off. Somewhere, the people who ran the Alliance sat in their offices across the Liberty Crossing grounds. Being people with access to everything, they'd have access to this feed, as would other intelligence services, which were likely monitoring and mobilizing. Josiah knew in the next 5 minutes, people would pour through the doors with theories and strategies. Later, there would be questions about how this video beamed into the warehouse with such apparent ease, about protocols and firewalls. But none of that mattered now. He hit the emergency button, and the metal doors clanked and locked with heavy precision as the warehouse switched into lockdown mode, trapping them inside. The move would send a warning to the entire Alliance team. Bravo, Delta, and Admin would get the call to come rushing back to assist. As he waited for that to happen, he tried his uncle again, this time using private backdoor numbers. The ringing in his ear echoed on the monitor in front of him. His uncle jerked at the sound, but couldn't go far in his chair, thanks to the cords binding him. Something in the room, something Josiah could not see, had his uncle's gaze shooting to that same corner spot again. Then he looked directly into the camera.
You can't stop this, Josiah. Please don't try.
The brief break in his tone, Josiah read it as a personal plea, one he had to ignore, even as he knew to his soul, no one could get to his uncle in time.